It is Troy for your Tuesday Rural Focus. Wouldn't be the Tuesday show without catching up with this gentleman, Craig Walker from Nutrient. Good morning.
Morning. How are you, my friend? How's the suntanning been going over the last couple of days?
Just great, mate. Yes, fantastic. Yes, I go two colours, white or red. But anyway, there hasn't been too much sun about.
No, there hasn't. So you might go three colours of blue.
A very nice shade of blue. But anyway, nice that the rain's here for our farmers, mate.
Absolutely. It's been pretty heavy sort of rainfall. I know that some of the people out around Wiluna, there's been some pretty substantial rainfall out around that neck of the woods and through the Pilbara, some parts of Meekatharra, and across to the Gascoyne have had some varying sort of results, but it's coming through, and some of the reports that are coming out of that country is actually first time in a long time it's shaping up like they're going to have a winter season, which is really good for the producers out there. And of course, if you look through the Midwest and parts of the wheat belt, the average break is about the 22nd of May, and I think the average time people have finished seeding is about the 24th.
Yeah.
So, it's everybody is well and truly in advance of where they normally are, and it's great. There's a lot of confidence around in the industry at the moment, given that there's a fair bit of uncertainty with some parts of the industry.
Certainly is. Musho yesterday, mate. Did it go ahead or did it get washed out yesterday?
No, I went ahead, mate.
Went ahead.
Went ahead. It's a fantastic complex, Musho. If you haven't been there, it's ideal to get in there and have a look all under covers, very similar to Katanning and the other sale yards around Australia. But there was 950 head of cattle that were yarded. It was pretty mixed, and there was a lot of pastoral cattle that were coming in, and prices really fluctuated on the quality. There was a stronger trend throughout most categories, except for the big heavy herd bulls, and there was a slight correction there. But in the weaner steers, we saw local steers making up as much as $6.20 a kilo. We saw heifers making as much as $5.58 for your better Angus types. Processors pushed prime heavy cows, and they're sort of cows better than 550 kilos in score 3 condition. They made in excess of 340 cents a kilo to top out at 344. And a lot of your other medium cows and better sort of finishing cows, they averaged about $3.26. As we said, we saw yearling steers. They sold from $4 to $5.80 for locally bred and $3.80 to $5.76 for pastoral types. Yearling heifers returned $3.50 to $5.30 and for locals. And then pastoral types, really, this is where the quality depends, whether or not the breeding and the genetics that are there, from $2.70 to $3.98. Heavy steers above 440 kilos, they made between $3 and $4.42 to processors, while growing heifers sold from $3.04 to $4.08. In the cow market, this is where we saw the strengthening again, as that market sort of bumps along pretty well. We saw $2.92 to $3.44 for your better heavy cows over 500 kilos. Stores sold from $2.24 to $3.26. And they were your sort of cows about 370 kilos to about 440 kilos. And then your lighter cows, your cows under about 350 kilos, sorry, they made $1.48. And your better types up to about 330 to 360 kilos, they made $3.06. And big heavy bulls, they topped out at $2.86. So it was, and your light shipping bulls made topped up to $5.28, but most sales were in $4.60. So it was a pretty strong market right through, mate, and it was good to see that the demand is there. And also in Musho, I think there's two truckloads of sheep to be sold today. There's about 1,400 head that were, it was a bit more than that, but there's 1,400 head that have been nominated for sale today, and that's on the back of some of the issues that we're facing that we touched on right at the beginning there, of labour shortages people not being able to get animals processed, and it's really becoming a bit of an issue. I know that we're about 12 to 13 months behind the East Coast with they've gone through this process, but we're working our way through it. There still is positive light at the end of the tunnel. You just got to hold fire and maybe consider different avenues with your sheep and different feeding regimes. There is options, and I know that this is one extraordinary year.
Yep.
So if we have a look at 1 in 10 and just put it all into perspective, it's that one year that we've got to do things different, and we've got to be creative, and we've also, whether or not it means we feed a bit longer, we target the hogget market later on. If we don't get our lambs up, do we carry them through with the wool market that is as strong as it is? Do we shear our sheep? Now, I know there's a shortage of shearers, but we can work with our shearing contract. And let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's be really creative and think and communicate with agents and growers and industry representatives right through. And I think that we'll get through it, and we'll learn a lot. I think that's the big thing.
Mate, exports, how are they looking?
Yeah, Australia, if we look at the cattle exports, Australia exported just under 38,000 cattle in April, according to the Department of Agriculture's data, taking the total number shipped so far for 2022 to 164,000 head. That's actually out of five-year averaging low for the first 4 months of the year. But you've got to put that down, put it into perspective. There's like a lot of figures that can dance around everywhere. And that's on the back of the heavy rains that have been through Queensland, the dry time, you know, in recent months, and then the drier times earlier on, the big sell-offs. So, you know, and cattle not making the weights. But if we have a look at exports to Indonesia, which dominated the trade activity, with just shy of 31,000 cattle being shipped for the month, 13% below for the five-year average for April. In that volume, almost half the cattle, 14,500 cattle, were exported from Darwin, with the balance shipped out of Broome of 8,737, Townsville 4,100, and Wyndham 3,576, and only 2,208 cattle were exported to Vietnam in one of the shipments out of Fremantle, with 1,609 breeder cattle were exported to China, which is interesting, and 1,596 cattle went to Israel in April, also all out of Fremantle. So it's a really, really interesting situation that we're in at the moment. I think going forward, we'll see a little bit more. They'll start to roll out. We're looking at, you know, most of the approximately 30 livestock vessels are or have been accredited in recent years, enabling them to ship cattle from Australia, but only half of them are actually operating out of Australian ports at the moment. The other half are operating out of South America, China, and in between the Middle East and Europe. So, you know, the great thing is that out of every adversity, and we saw it with live export in 2011 with what went on, as an industry in agriculture, you know, our people have got the most positive attitude. You know, we cop the kick in the belly a little bit, and then we turn around and say, right, how do we fix it? And as I said, 30 vessels in the cattle job are actually registered and accredited to cart cattle out of Australia, which I think is an absolute credit to everyone involved in it, and shows that we don't sit around on our hands. And you know what's going to happen with the Labor government in there and live export. I think that this is where our industry gets on the front foot, and we start to show how good we are. But we need to talk as a united front. We can't have two industry bodies representing growers and farmers that are arguing amongst each other and industry representatives. We need everybody's united front showing what we can do, what we do, and if it does go on or there is alterations to it, well then, let's say, let's work with it and try and make it happen. And as I said, going back earlier, with the slaughtering of lambs, keeping communication, there's always an opportunity somewhere, and let's investigate what we can do, rather than what we can't do.
No, certainly. Busy day, busy rest of the week for you, mate.
Yeah, busy week coming up. We've got preparations for our June special cattle sale that'll be coming up towards the end of June. I know it's about a month out, but there's going to be some fantastically bred local cattle that'll go up in those markets. We're starting to talk to our people about their breeder markets for their sheep coming up in the spring. Don't forget the ram sales are not far around the corner and the field days and so forth. So yeah, the industry just moves on. It just is one wheel that just keeps on grinding from season the season, and it's the exciting part about our industry, mate. So there's always something going on.
Certainly is, mate. Have a great day, have a great week, and we'll chat to you again next week.
Mate, look forward to it. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't forget to keep in touch with your mates and make sure that everyone's doing all right.